Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Monday!
All right, early this morning, we set this up. A caller got under Boomer's skin a little bit.
All right, so. Ronnie and Chester, what's happening, Ronnie?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey,
good.
Man.
Good. Okay, so, Boomer, you've gone too far this time. It's one thing dealing with you and your inane hockey references every morning, like, comparing Clark.
Hey, Ronnie, can I say something?
Yeah. What?
Eat, poop, and die.
Oh, gee, what?
Chris in Westfield. What do you got, Chris?
What the hell was that?
Just want to be clear that I'm the angry one. When we were talking about the Canadian broadcasters who were blasting the U.S. women's soccer team for the way they acted in this 13-0 win over Thailand just 2 days after Toronto's fans were cheering Kevin Durant getting injured, Boomer and then Virtual Boomer had a message for them.
Boomer's yeah. Kevin
fighting
Durant.
Back.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Don't talk about our country.
Take that, you Canadians.
Yeah.
Up yours.
They say the Canadians are above that stuff.
I'm all about passion. And I think as a Canadian, we would just never, ever think of doing something
really?
Like that.
That's Caitlin. Kylie,
really?
Boomer, go ahead. Have at it.
Yeah, have at it. How about KD? Did you listen to Boogie Cousins after the game?
Yeah.
She said
trash.
F them.
Yeah. Eat, poop, and die.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. One other from Kylie.
So sanctimonious.
For me, it's disrespectful. It's disgraceful. I just, hats off to Thailand for holding their head high. I mean, their first time on a World Cup stage. What? I'd love to be there to just hug them all.
Oh, shut up.
Isn't that nice?
Hug them all?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What's interesting.
Go screw.
Seriously.
It's like I was hugging you guys.
Eat, poop, and die.
After the game last night.
Oh. There you go. Boomer. Yeah. Taking shots. Love it.
Right.
Moment of the day.
I see what you did there, Jerry.
Well, you did it. I didn't do anything.
Hey, so many times that I have gotten angry at a caller and hung up on that person. Boomer goes, why do you get so angry? I don't understand. You hang up on you call them names and hang up
just
on them.
Just tell them to eat, poop, and die from
I
now
guess
on.
That's what I'll do.
Eat, poop, and die.
See, I've never crossed the line. Both Jerry and Boomer have told people to die.
I have not. That is wrong. That
I thought
is
you
not true.
Didn't you say just kill yourself?
No, those are things Eddie clips. I never told a person that.
You know what? Kill yourself? No.
No.
How about the guy you said to drive into a brick wall?
Yeah.
You, sir, die.
That one, too.
Drop dead.
This is not.
See,
that's
Jerry,
not
this
me
is why
talking
you,
to the
this
callers.
This is why you made me moment of the day today because of all
me,
these.
No. These are conversations I have with Alan LaPont.
Have a heart attack and die.
That Eddie clips. Oh, right. Now, the guy driving into a brick wall, that was unfortunate. Does not necessarily mean he's going to pass away.
Oh, you know what?
Mean
kill yourself.
Didn't
I'll
mean
stop
anything by it.
Things so damn literal, man. They're just sayings. Who cares?
I mean, you know.
Oh, you're fun.
Right. Yeah, so okay, so I will I'll make sure that I next caller gets under my skin. I want to be like you guys. Tell
I will
to,
say,
tell
Jerry, I
die.
Know you're a very busy guy and everything. I do
you
appreciate
a-hole.
I do appreciate the email yesterday that you were 50-50 on whether or not you're going to be able to come to the softball game.
Yeah.
I knew you weren't coming.
Okay. I know. I told you last Thursday I probably wasn't going to make
it. But I appreciate the email making like you were thinking of us.
Why don't you suck some, Boomer?
Yeah. Thanks. Just
yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
Okay.
Are you implying that Jerry floated that out there when he had no intention of going to the game?
Right,
just to
yeah,
sort of like string you along? Is that what you're saying?
Not string you. Just let him know.
No.
Let us know that he's thinking of us.
Okay.
So we have more of Kirshner, who is Jerry's buddy, than
Which
we
you,
do Jerry.
Well, I don't play. Kirshner plays.
Right. He does play.
Right. And he's pretty good.
A honey badger.
Yes. Call him what you want.
Shut up. God, shut up.
All right.
I like that one.
Thank you, Jerry.
You're very welcome.
We've got
a great day.
You too, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.